Hi, parents.
Yep,
it's me again. To help cover the costs of running this podcast, you may hear some ads. But if you prefer not to hear ads or this message, there's a link in the show notes to subscribe to Premium. This also gives you access to bonus podcasts. You can listen right here on your favorite podcast player, and it's only a few dollars a month.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Puss in Boots.
Once upon a time, there was a man who lived on his farm with his daughter Penny and son Humphrey.
That's me.
The man was getting old and had worked hard all of his life, so he decided he would retire and buy a little house by the ocean. Before he moved away, to his daughter, he left the house, the farm shed, the cows, the sheep, the chickens, the ducks, and a goat. To his son, he left a cat.
What? Penny gets the whole farm and all the animals, and all I get is this smelly old cat.
I'm not just any cat.
What? You can talk?
Yes, Humphrey. Of course I can talk. I am quite a clever cat. Now, fetch me a fancy hat, a sack, and a pair of boots, and I will make you a prince.
Me? A prince? Ooh, that does sound good. I'll get that for you right away.
Before long, Humphrey returns, and the cat slipped on the hat, pulled on the boots, and took the sack up into the woods.
Got one!
Got one what?
A rabbit.
A rabbit? What are you going to do with a rabbit?
Give it to the king.
Right. Okay. So the cat took the rabbit to the king.
Hello, Your Royal Highness.
Hello there, talking cat. Nice boots.
I have a present for you from my master, Prince Carabar.
A little bunny. Oh, how cute. I'm going to name you Schnookums. Oh, I must meet this Prince Carabar and thank him in person.
Well, I think I can arrange that. Meet us down near the river tomorrow morning.
So the next day, the cat took Humphrey down to the river.
I still don't understand what we're doing here, Puss. How is this making me a prince?
Well, you'll see. But first, you need to strip off naked.
What? Naked? But you'll see my bottom.
Hurry up, he's coming.
Okay, if it's going to make me a prince.
Now hop into the water.
But I can't swim.
Yes, I know.
But I'll drown.
I know.
I don't think this is a very good idea.
Hurry up, Humphrey. The king is nearly here.
Okay, if it's going to make me a prince.
So Humphrey walked out into the river.
Ooh, it's a bit chilly.
Once he could no longer stand up, he began to splash around in a panic. The cat ran up to the approaching king and yelled,
"Help! Help! My master, Prince Carabar, has gone for a swim in the river and is drowning!"
The king's guard leapt into action. They jumped into the river and rescued Humphrey.
"Oh, he's naked! I can see his bottom! Quick, get me some clothes before the king sees him!"
The guards gave Humphrey some of the king's spare clothes to wear, and he put them on just before the king arrived at the river.
"Hello there. You must be Prince Carabar. What fancy clothes you have. You must be a very important prince. Now, let's go to your castle and we can eat tea and scones, and you can tell me about your swimming adventure."
"My castle?
You do have a castle, don't you?"
"Oh, of course he does. Just follow this road over the hill. I'll run up ahead and unlock the door."
So the cat ran up ahead to the castle, which of course didn't belong to Humphrey. In fact, it belonged to a magical giant.
"Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell... oh, a little pussycat. Wearing very nice boots. What do you want?"
"Well, Mr. Giant, sir, I heard that you were magic, but I don't believe it."
"Don't believe it? Well, watch this."
The giant magicked himself into a ferocious lion.
"Wow, that certainly is impressive, Mr. Lion. Giant, sir. I don't suppose you could magic yourself into something tiny? Like a mouse?"
"Of course I can."
The giant magicked himself into a tiny mouse. But before he could magic himself back, the cat grabbed the mouse.
Got you!
And stuffed him in his sack.
"Oh, squeak, squeak, squeak. Oh, help me. Squeak, squeak, squeak."
Next thing, there was a knock at the door. It was the king and Humphrey.
"Wow, this sure is impressive, Prince Carabar. Such a big castle. Hello! You must be a fantastic prince."
"There you go, Humphrey. Fancy clothes, big castle. Looks like you're a prince, my boy. Play the music, narrator man."
Whoa. Hang on a second. What's the moral to this story? That if you want to become a prince, you just lie and steal? Not on my watch. I think this script needs a few adjustments. There. Humphrey felt guilty about lying to the king and told him that he wasn't a prince after all. He was a Humphrey. For lying to the king, Humphrey's punishment was to come to the palace every night and stack the dishwasher. But as it turns out, this story does have a happy ending. Because Humphrey was coming to the palace every night, he and the princess became quite good friends. As time went on, they fell in love and married. Isn't that cute?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're looking for a calm and relaxing podcast to help you unwind at bedtime, why not try our brand new podcast, Fun Fables Sleepy Time Stories? Just search Fun Fables Sleepy Time Stories in your podcast player.